Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. Happy New Year, everyone, and happy new year to you, Kathy. That was a big sigh let out. It's a new year. Aren't you exuberant?
Deep breathing to get ready for the radio show.
Well, we're excited to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is in the house. Joe, what's your New Year's resolution?
Ooh, I'm not going to use harsh language or yell during watching sports. So.
You make that every year.
Did that even last past one day?
No, it did. I did really good with the Cowboys Eagles game.
But no one cared about the Eagles game.
Yeah, I know. I did a little because it was Dallas. So.
Wait till next weekend.
Yeah, I know.
You'll ruin that.
No. I'm going to do this one, Andy.
Andy Cohen is
gonna
here.
Going to do this one.
You decided to venture out from Tuckahoe today?
I did.
You had a lot of snow.
The snow has subsided.
Glad to have you. We have Michelle Bell on the phone. Michelle, what are you doing?
Watching Supernatural. What are you guys doing?
You decided not to join us today, I understand.
No, I'm having root canal today, so I'm looking forward to a nice snoot full of nitrous later.
Man, look at everyone smiling.
That sounds like fun.
It won't last long.
Samantha is manning. Wow, Samantha's manning the tech booth. You might hear some new sounds today.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny Driscoll will be answering your phone calls at 215-953. What's the number, Joe?
4979.
Did you actually forget the number?
No, I did not. 215-953-4979. We'll take your calls on any topic, but we especially want to hear any questions or dilemmas you have regarding trade shows, because trade show season is about to kick off in full force shortly. So give us a call, and if we put you on the air today, Joe, what are we going to give you?
We got rid of all the Maseratis last week, so we're giving out $25 Visa gift cards.
All right, and what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, other than the call-in segment, Melinda, you're going to give us the preview of the ASI Orlando show. Isn't
that
right? Very good. Andy has some new SBA lending initiatives. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no leading.
He's going to tell us about
lending.
Kathy has sales tip from Advantage's Distributor Rep of the Year that was published just recently, right, Kath?
Yes, indeedy.
Hey, you know, celebrities aren't the only ones that get gift bags, and we're going to take a look at football. All these bowls, 30-plus bowls that the college football season just got done with, or about to get done with. Those players and coaches get gift bags, so we're going to take a look at that. We also have our new segment, Our Favorite Things, and why entrepreneurs should leverage tax credits. We have some other topics we're going to cover, but first, let's start it off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with good news for online marketers. A new report from research firm eMarketer shows online ad sales grew by 14% in 2010. The survey also shows estimated growth of internet advertising of more than 50% by 2014, far outpacing other media. On to personnel news now. Counselor Top 40 supplier Primeline has promoted Jeff Lederer to president of the firm. Lederer has worked at Prime for the past 17 years in a variety of sales, marketing, and executive roles. He most recently was executive vice president of the company. Separately, Top 40 distributor Boundless Network has named Brad White as its new vice president of sales. General economic news now. Overall retail sales during the holiday season increased by 6%, according to a new MasterCard report. The gains were led by online sales, which grew by more than 15% over 2009. Sales growth in the apparel, electronics, and jewelry sectors was especially strong this holiday shopping season. And finally, make sure to watch the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for the new year?
Andy, we are starting off with the plug hugger and the locker sack. So you got to stay tuned to find out what those are.
These names are the plug hugger and the locker sack.
But this is also the start of...
No comment, Kathy.
The twice weekly Joe Shows be featured in Tuesdays and Thursdays Promograms.
Wow.
Two different shows.
People just can't get enough of the
Joe. And it's also in Hot Deals.
It's going to be Hot Deals on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays, yeah.
And all on right. YouTube.
Also, it's like all Joe all the time.
Your local NBC affiliate.
Check it out.
Can we stand it?
All right. We're going to start taking your calls now. Call us at 215-953-4979 with any questions you have about trade shows or anything else that's on your mind. If we put you on the air, we are going to give you a $25 Visa gift card. On line three, we have Camille. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, everybody.
What's your question today?
Well, I'll be at the Orlando show. It's my first time, and I'm wondering what are some of the most important things I should do while I'm there?
Uh-huh. Well, you're going to want to see Michael J. Fox for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's going to be leading an inspiring keynote on the second day of the trade show. But I would highly recommend Education Day, especially if you're new. But we've got a full day of education programs on January 23rd, both for newbies and veterans. The most popular thing for Newcomers is the new distributor success track. That's a full slate of classes all day long for new distributors or veteran distributors who just want to brush up on their sales and marketing skills. So check out ASIShow.com. That's something that you definitely want. And Andy, I think during that track, you are going to be leading a free lunch panel discussion.
Yeah, Camille, if you're going to be at ASI Orlando, you could see me twice, in fact,
on
Education Day. So I'll be leading a lunch panel on Education Day, which is within that new distributor success track, and we'll be looking at some great campaigns that distributors are doing for their clients. So some of the top promotional campaigns that distributors have run within the past year. And I'll also be doing a session on 11 hot market opportunities for 2011. So you'll have an opportunity to get some ideas on some markets that you can sell to and market your business to this year.
You know, there's another one of our editors, Dave Vagnoni, is going to be presenting a session also that day at 8:30 in the morning, how to show clients the ROI of promotional products.
He gets the tough slot. It's a tough slot,
but he's providing great information. He's going to have all the new data from our ad impression study, and it's going to basically give you ammunition to refute any objection that you have from a client. So that's a must attend also. And, you know, besides the educational sessions, there's great networking at the show that I think, you know, especially if it's your first time, you should take advantage of. On the 23rd in the evening, we have the Counselor Distributor Choice Awards, which we name the top suppliers in the industry. And those are people that you would certainly want to get to know as a distributor. And then the gala the next night, Kathy, where's it going to be?
Harry Potter World or something.
Don't sound too excited, Kathy.
Universal Studios' brand new Harry Potter exhibit. And attendees are going to have exclusive access to the exhibit and all the rides, which are impossible, you know, to access during the day because it's so crowded. So anyway, lots of fun things. So hopefully that gives you some good ideas.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right. Good luck, Camille. Stay on the line for your $25 Visa gift card. On line two, we have Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Why, hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Alex.
Alex is awake this morning.
And he's exuberant.
I am excited because I am about to go to the Orlando show again. I've been there before. But, guys, I always struggle with time management. I want to see suppliers. I want to network. I want to find good products. How do I fit all this into the show, both on the show floor and off?
Well, you have to go in with a game plan. You know, look at the exhibitors list, find out who's exhibiting, and who you want to see, and also what suppliers have the products that are going to fulfill your client needs. So go in there with a game plan and then map it out. Have a strategy either to work from the middle of the floor out or to work from the end of the floor in. Just don't stop by anyone's booth. Also, you want to go to the new products pavilion and find out, you know, some of the new products that are going to be there. If you see something that will work for your clients, go and talk to those suppliers, take pictures of those products, send them to your clients that are interested in this. Or videos. Yeah, you can do videos with a little flip camera. But I would definitely go with a plan. And please, just don't walk up to a booth, hold out your badge, and say, send me a catalog.
Right.
Your time's more valuable than that.
And, Joe, should you set appointments in advance with with suppliers?
If you can, absolutely, because some suppliers will be jam-packed. So if there's ones you really want to see, find their contact information, give them a call, send them an email prior to going to the show, and say, is there any time during the day that we can meet? Maybe it's over lunch, or maybe it's at the booth at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whenever it is. But that's a great idea.
You know, I was going to capitalize on that point, Alex. I think what you should do is really go to ASI Central, ASIShow.com, and look at the exhibitor list, find your preferred suppliers, and then get in touch with them in advance to make scheduled appointments, because what you can do at the show is give them ideas on what kind of programs you're looking at in the first quarter, things that you know are going to be coming up, and then they can in turn, you know, start to work with you on the programs that you have. That's probably the best way that you can use your time and their time, so that you guys kind of work at the first show of the year as partners in a sense, and you give them ideas on what's coming up, and they can in turn give you ideas on how to approach your clients.
And let's not forget, guys, that on the January 24th at 5 o'clock, we're going to have the ASI Peppermint Twist-Off, in which we're going to try to break the Guinness Book of World Records record for most people doing the twist at one time. And you can twist with Kathy Houston, can't you, Kathy?
Certainly, why not?
Get Alex's
We woke
number.
Kathy up again.
Get Alex's number.
And Michelle will definitely be twisting as well, won't you, Michelle?
or I'll be twisting a lemon at the bar.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I hope that helps, Alex. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
See you in Orlando.
All right. It's not too late to give us a call at 215-953-4979. Talk about trade shows or whatever else is on your mind. We do have some Facebook questions that came in on this topic. We have Jason Abrams who wrote in and said, what are distributors most looking for when attending a trade show? What is the best way to draw a distributor into your booth? What type of information are distributors looking to take away from suppliers, i.e. brochures, info sheets, samples, etc.? Who wants to take a crack at that? Michelle?
You know,
she's on her nitrous already.
No, I'm just thinking. I mean, tell me that again.
What are some what's the best way for a supplier to attract a distributor to their booth? What are they looking for?
I think a staggered promotion. I mean, if they could do it now, if they could do it quickly, they could use online social media. Mm-hmm. You know, they could reach out to clients that way, say, come to the booth. The first day we'll give you, you know, a pen. Come to the booth. The second day we'll give you, you know, a watch. I remember one year at a trade show at Express Pens out of Austin did a pre-mailer that the first 500 people to the booth got a free watch. And my God, you could not get near that booth. So I think that that's an excellent way to do it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I would agree. Like we said to the previous caller, you know, distributors should do their work in advance in setting up meetings, but suppliers should as well. You know, you're not just there to attract, you know, quantity, but the quality of the distributor you're looking to attract is important. So maybe you try to get in touch with some people in advance. And like Michelle said, you could also set up promotions that would drive them to your booth. You know, that's probably one way that you're assured of having good meetings. You know, set them up in advance.
You know, also train your booth personality. Your booth personality just cannot stand behind a counter, just can't stand inside that booth. They need to engage people walking down the aisles there. Just don't let someone walk by. Everyone has a badge on. That makes it easy to make that initial contact. Oh, hi, Andy. How are you? Are you looking for anything? Blah, blah, blah. So you have to engage those people in the aisles. You just can't let them walk by and stand there.
It is sort of remarkable, you know, I hate to say it, but how many people phone it in on the trade show floor.
Absolutely.
You know, they're standing there waiting for people to come to them. You got to get out there and be in the middle of the aisle if you have to, you know?
You know, years ago, Bob Letterer did a education session on how to work a trade show booth. And one of the things that Primeline won't do is they won't sit in the booth. They have no chairs for sitting in the booth. Their booth personnel are always up. They're always engaging people. And they won't break down. Because they say at the end of that day, there's people at the back of the hall. If you're in the front, those people are going to be coming through. Why would you abandon that booth? Because on their way out, you can still engage people.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Melinda, doesn't Matthew Cohn actually have a session on Education Day about making most of your trade show experience?
He does. It's Education Day Sunday at 8 a.m., and there's free breakfast, and he'll give all kinds of great tips, both for distributors and suppliers. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, speaking of standing up and not – the most successful suppliers I've seen are ones who are actually standing outside of their booth, like
in
the hall, and sometimes, you know, holding up samples or whatever and just talking to everybody who walks by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing that I've seen very successful is if you have something to demonstrate and, you know, you offer some kind of incentive for listening to a short, you know, 5-minute presentation, those usually are typically very successful.
You know what also helps? Food.
Food.
Definitely.
It seems silly, but people get hungry on trade show floors. We
and
do.
And thirsty.
You know, we don't always have a chance to eat lunch or something, and you can you get a little
Always go to that Toffee to Go place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But don't let them grab and go. Try to engage them when they come there, when they're reaching for, you know, a handful of popcorn or a bottle of water. Try to engage them and talk
and
to them.
And tote bags, too. Everybody always loves the suppliers that give out the tote bags.
Oh, definitely.
You know what else works? Monkeys.
What?
Monkeys?
Nope. Do you have a monkey?
I'm not on Vicodin, by the way, just as an FYI.
Are you sure? Are you sure with the monkey comment?
But, you know, have you been or booths that have animals? Melinda, you and I have been to the Motivation Show in the past, and the booths that get the most traffic, I swear to God, have the cutest little animals. Remember the Australia booth had the little baby Roo?
Yeah.
Aww. That's true.
It's true. You know, it's a good point, though. Anything that's really out of the ordinary like that gets attention. You have to do things that are crazy.
There's someone who brings this little dog that jumps up and down to all the
Who is that guy? It's little Jack Russell Terrier that stays inside this bag. And all of a sudden, it'll come out of the bag sometimes.
It's a real one?
Yeah, it's a real dog. And he actually shows a film loop of this dog water skiing. What supplier is that?
I like that. I like anything that's totally unique like that.
All right, so what we've learned is bring a monkey. Is that what we've decided?
And food.
Okay. All right. Online, too, we have Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too.
You have a trade show question?
Well, I don't have a trade show question. I just have a comment. Mm-hmm. This is our second year going to an ASI show. We went to San Diego last year, and being newbies, we sat and listened to everybody and their suggestions about looking at your vendors, seeing who you want to really spend time with and go to them and really dig into what they can possibly do for you to help generate more sales for you. And we have taken that back, and every time we go to a trade show, we remember what ASI taught us. And we cannot wait for Orlando, that is bigger than San Diego, and I've already started to hit my vendors that I want to meet up with and work with, and I am so excited.
But
and
are they
receptive to those upfront conversations?
They are. Most of the vendors that I've talked to, I've just started to work with, and now I'm going in and looking at your vendor list. Oh, they're going to the Orlando show, and then I get back with them and set up appointments to meet them at the show.
So it's been a successful strategy for you.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. Well, it sounds like you're approaching the show very smartly, and be sure to come by the ASI booth and say hi to us in Orlando.
Well, I have to come by and say hi to you guys. You guys put on the best trade show that we have ever been to.
Wow, and we did not pay Cheryl for this. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. We'll look forward to seeing you in Orlando.
We go to Embroidery Me, United Franchise Group Expos, and we tell everybody, you must go to an ASI show.
Wow.
Hands down, you guys need to be applauded. You are always out there on the floor. You are always smiling. You are always so helpful. It is like the best show you could possibly go to.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Orlando, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
I know.
You bet.
Have a great day. Andy, when she said we're always smiling, she was obviously referring to you.
Oh, I am always smiling.
On line three this morning, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bob. Do you have a comment about trade shows?
Yeah, I do. I do kind of a canvas of who's really active and who's asleep in the booth. I just go up to these people that are asleep in the booth. You're not going to believe this. I went to one trade show. A guy literally was sitting in a chair with his back to the aisle reading a paper.
Wow. Did you say anything?
Pardon me?
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah, I just said, you know, what are the top headlines today? But, you know, the neat thing about it is usually the reps that are at the show are really engaging, and they're interesting, exciting people to talk to, and they're full of information. So, you know, even if they're – I like to go to the booths that are not busy and then go back to my favorite vendors that are crazy busy later when they're not quite so – overwhelmed. But I talked to some of these guys and ladies, and they are so glad to see you. They, you know, they will give you all kinds of information, and it's at about 120 miles an hour, and it's just great. And I've had some excellent idea sessions or with reps that were not engaged, they were not busy, but they sure knew their stuff, and as I'm talking to them, I just got so excited talking to them. I thought, oh, I have this client. Could you do this? And what about this? Can you handle this? And they said, oh, yeah, let me get you some samples for that. Do you want me to send them? And they were very forthcoming. They made a lot of very pleasant offers without being, you know, prodded.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you're a pro at working a trade show, Bob. Now, instead of saying scan me, what is something, you know, what's a question that you would ask someone in a booth to engage them?
The first two questions I say, what's the newest and most exciting thing you've got in the line, mm-hmm. and what have you found is the most successful? What are your top 10 items? And I'm always amazed when their jaw drops and they don't know. They can't tell me, well, it's this mug, it's this key tag, it's this. And I give a lot more credit to the reps that say, you know what? We've got a list. Can I email it to you?
Sure.
And I'll put it on my BlackBerry, and before you get back to the office, you're going to have it.
Sure.
Well, those are good questions and a great way to start conversation at a trade show. Well, thanks for calling in, Bob, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And we are going to pause now for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Kathy has some riveting sales tips for us.
Riveting.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Kathy Houston, this is a special issue of Advantages, the January issue. We've got the Advantages Distributor Reps of the Year. Tell us about this year's awards, because I know you added a twist.
Yeah, we did. It's the Advantages Sales Superstars this year, because we also added sales support people, because, you know, they're the people behind the scenes that make it all happen for the sales superstars. So, anyway, we have some advice from our winners and runners-up. And our winner this year was Mark McCormick, who's responsible for 80% of sales as owner of Proforma Identity Marketing Group. Mm-hmm. And he has doubled his sales in 2010 to $3.3 million, which is pretty darn good.
Wow.
And his best advice is that clients want to know how to use the items you sell, and you can charge for this education. That's what Mark says. Show can be done right, and the client will value your proposition. And, of course, if you just pitch price, you become a commodity. He also suggests, as many experts do, that you ditch the bad clients, because you can find two great clients for the time one bad one takes up, so just get rid of them. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
One of our runners-up, really impressive guy, Cody Sanderson, Overture Premiums and Promos, is the youngest sales rep at his company.
How old is he?
26.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. He's been in the industry for only 3 years, and he's secured well over $1 million in sales for 2010. And his best advice is, don't assume that all your customers are always just looking for new hot items. Engage your customers with calculated questions that reveal their true goals and objectives, and then obviously gather as much information to come up with creative solutions for them. And another runner-up, Nina Schatz from Red Bull Promotions, is actually speaking at the ASI show this year. She's doing one of the education sessions.
She is.
And she is a real ball of fire, and she has a lot of creative ideas, so you should go check out her session. She joined Red Bull Promotions in May. And with just about a year under her belt, her sales volume is projected at $500,000. One of the unique projects she worked on, which really caught my eye, was she wrote an order for 100,000 condoms for the AIDS support group of Cape Cod, and the slogan they used was, "This is just between you and me." And her advice,
nice.
Her advice is, be bold and don't be afraid of no. It's just your clients telling you to keep on trying and just go for it.
Very clever.
I like that the first guy you talked about said to charge for services and education and ideas.
Definitely.
That is something that we talk about all the time on this show, and I don't know that distributor salespeople really take it to heart in the sense that he seems to really be doing.
Right. And
you know, that is a service. That's an ad agency, marketing agency type service that you're providing to your clients. And if you can get that type of retainer relationship, then, you know, that's more revenue.
And you're setting yourself as more professional that way,
absolutely,
too. Why shouldn't you charge for your professional, you know, input and advice and creative consultation?
Yeah.
And speaking of Nina Schatz, you mentioned that she is speaking to ASR Orlando. Her session is going to be 11 a.m. on January 23rd. It's Secrets to Penetrate the Billion-Dollar Education Market.
Mm-hmm.
That's a market that
she was actually
wants to learn.
She was a teacher before.
Right.
Oh,
so
really?
She's got some insider know-how that people are really going to want to learn about.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. And you can read more tips from all these award winners in the current issue of Advantages, which
January.
We will also put on our radio show website.
Mm-hmm. All right. Michelle Bell, you've got some interesting information on forces driving change for 2011. What do you have?
I have a whole bunch of markets that are going to grow in 2011. I'm going to have Vinny post them on our website, but here are two. The home improvement market, things that homeowners have been putting off during the recession, they're now going to take care of as far as fixing leaky roofs and unfinished kitchens and things like that. Also, as more baby boomers are bypassing assisted living facilities, houses are going to be retrofitted to accommodate their needs. So that's one market to watch. Another one is gyms and fitness clubs for people who, like Joe Haley, are getting back in shape, quote-unquote. The stats are impressive. Fitness clubs and health stores are now a $41.4 billion industry, and it is projected to grow this year by a substantial amount. So they are two to watch. Also, interestingly, You know those as seen on TV products for
I love those.
For fitness, like the cockamamie weight
shake
thing. That's
no, I don't love
crazy.
That. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, but go ahead.
Yeah, however, selling like crazy. Like,
yeah.
That is one industry that, like, they cannot keep enough of those in
my
stock
mother has
like
one.
That.
My mother has one.
Speaking of Joe Halen Fitness, Michelle, did you know that he is now, his before and after picture is now on the wall at his health club?
I do know that because I took the picture.
Oh,
so I'm aware of that. So congratulations, Joe.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Joe joined a health club, what, how many months ago?
The middle of March of last year.
And has been working out there, and he's now a big success story.
Yes.
A littler success story.
I think we should put before and after pictures on the radio
story.
Show
yeah,
website.
We should have those up there.
You know, people want to know, Joe.
Well, I maintained over the holidays.
Very good.
I didn't gain or lose, but I maintained, so that was important.
All right, well, thank you, Michelle. We're going to, as she said, put the list of hot markets up on the website at ASI Central.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. We'll post them on the website.
That's great. That'll be ASICentral.com/radio. Andy.
Yeah.
Lending got tough for small businesses.
It sure did. It still is. It still is pretty tough.
But you have some new ideas for us today.
Well, I have the news that the Small Business Administration is stepping up to the plate to make it a little bit easier for the smallest loans to be approved quicker. So they just came out last week with a new initiative called the Small Loan Advantage Program. And what that does is it essentially quickens the pace for getting loans approved, loans that are under $250,000. So the types of loans that you know, the smallest of businesses are really looking for. The applications are only 2 pages long, whereas they were files and files long previously. So that helps not only the people who are applying, but also the banks that are approving loans. Banks have said in the past that, you know, not only were they tightening their credit, their lending, you know, procedures, but it was also difficult because it took them so long to get through the application. So this is one step that the SBA is doing to make this a little bit better. And also, if you file your application online, they're saying that they can give you approvals within less than a day.
Wow!
So you can really go through the SBA right now to get some quick approvals on loans, and that's something I would say everybody should look at if they need any extra credit or extra cash for any investments this year.
All right, thanks, Andy. Joe, you talked to us. You said that there's a lot of new innovations in football swag bags.
Yeah, swag bags is something that, you know, college athletes aren't supposed to get paid, but at these football bowl games, they actually get gift bags, and it's a pretty big business. Teams can receive up to $500 in gift from the bowl owner and sponsors and $350 worth of gifts from their schools, totaling $106,000. They need gifts for players and coaches, and they can give 125 gifts. Now, the challenge is creating buzz to incorporate bowl logos and corporate sponsor logos, plus please the players. And because of that, there's been a lot of electronics and gift cards. What they're finding is that they're putting Xboxes in there and iPods in there, but a lot of the players already have those things. So they figure gift cards would be a better bet for them. However, players cannot sell gifts or redeem the gift cards for cash, so they really have to be careful about it. And this is really taken seriously. For example, Chick-fil-A Bowl, 2 weeks after the bowl game's over, they sent a representative to both schools, and they talked to the players and asked them what they liked about the gift bag, what they didn't like, and what they can do, you know, better in the future. And one of the big jokes is most of the players just ask for, you know, $500 bills. They want cash, but they know that they can't do it. So what are some of the things that were in this year's gift bags? Well, OGO products are very popular, and OGO is a supplier in this industry, so that's good for us. A lot of ornaments, a lot of baseball caps, a lot of backpacks, belt buckles, things that actually are going to have a logo on it. So there, you know, this does involve the promotional products industry, and that's
those are
a good thing.
People will keep, obviously.
Sure, absolutely, because they want to create a memento that these players want to keep. One of the most unusual things, what would you think it is? And here's a hint: Andy Cohen would have no use for this.
Snuggie.
No.
Kazoo.
Is it a monkey?
It's something to do with hair.
A Helen of Troy hair dryer. The Sun Bowl. Has given out over 4,600 of these, and at first players don't understand why, but Helen of Troy is one of the bowl sponsors. So every year they give these, and some of the players just go home and give it to their mothers or their girlfriends. As long as they don't sell it, it's okay. So bowl game gift bags, big business.
All right, thanks.
You're right.
Guys, we have just a minute. We're going to do a speed round of our favorite things, and, of course, we'll put the pictures up on the website too. Michelle, we're going to let you go first. What's your favorite product of the week?
It is from Maple Ridge Farms, ASI number 68680, and it is an executive jelly bean dispenser that sits on your desk. And as Joe will attest, I am obsessed with this thing,
yes,
and everyone who comes in my office loves it.
And you must refill it frequently because we're always going in there eating it.
I do. Jelly Belly is fabulous. It's an awesome gift.
All right. Kathy, what's your favorite thing of the week?
Mine is also candy-related, but no calories. It's handcrafted lip balm from Custom HBC 47934, and it's made in small batches with real chocolate and other tasty flavors, and it's delicious.
Is there any coffee flavor?
There's chocolate with espresso beans,
coffee.
Chocolate with orange. Yeah, it's great. Look it up.
Joe Haley, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is a little note journal that comes with recycled paper, and it has seeds embedded in the cover, so when the user is done with it, they plant it in the ground, and the seeds grow. And since Earth Day is coming up in April, this makes a fantastic product for any distributor's clients to give away to announce Earth Day and their new eco-friendly initiatives at their companies.
And since it has a spring self-promotion.
That's right, and that's something, yeah. That's right.
Let
grow
us
with
help
us.
You grow. Right.
And that's from Akina Symphony Seed Paper, and their ASI number is 74930.
All right, Andy, wrap it up. Bring
wrap
us home,
it up.
Baby.
I went with safety this week. Mine is a safety tips pocket slider. It comes from First Point International, ASI 54405, and it gives information on choking, bites, and head injuries, burns, and even CPR, and would be great for any emergency responder organizations or police or fire. Anything that, and also to the new parents, sure.
Yeah.
New parents
yeah.
would be good.
Welcome wagons.
They're and also to the pharmaceutical market, where it's hard to find things for that industry
yeah,
right
that's
now.
A great
so that's
idea.
A great idea for that market. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. You could check out pictures of all of our editors' favorite things at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to all of our callers, and thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And most of all, thanks to everyone for listening. Check us out next week, same time, same place. Have a great week.